This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Britain's security services are engaged in a massive manhunt for those responsible for yesterday's attack on London's transportation system. Four bombings killed at least 37 people and wounded more than 700 others. Law enforcement teams are searching crime scenes amid increased security across the city. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports that the paralysis that gripped much of the British capital yesterday has largely lifted.
As Friday dawned over London, there was a subdued feel to the city. Traffic was light and the police presence on the streets was noticeably increased. At the four bomb sites, forensic teams in sterile suits collected traces of explosives from among blood-spattered vehicles. Police reviewed recordings from the underground's extensive network of video cameras and opened hotlines for citizens to call in tips. Britain's security chief, Home Secretary Charles Clarke, said yesterday that there was no known threat of any follow-up bombings in the city.
The police are searching the buses and tubes as best they can to deal with the situation. We have no intelligence of any further attack being threatened tomorrow, and I hope we should all try and live our life as normally as we possibly can.
Deputy Chief Constable Andy Trotter of the British Transport Police said that in the coming days, extra officers would be riding trains and patrolling stations.
They'll all be in high visibility clothes over the next few days. There'll be a lot of activity as we bring more officers on duty, including our search teams, our explosives dogs, and a whole range of different technical aids in order to keep the system safe.
Police are currently investigating a posting on an Islamist website claiming responsibility for the blasts. The note was from a little-known group called the Secret Group of Al-Qaeda's Jihad in Europe. The posting said the attacks were carried out in revenge for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Foreign Minister Jack Straw said the attack bore the hallmarks of Al-Qaeda. MJ Gohel agreed. He runs the Asia-Pacific Foundation, an intelligence and counterterrorism think tank in London. He said in an interview that the timing of the attack during the G8 summit in Scotland and the soft target of the London Underground were typical of Al-Qaeda's operations.
The finger has to point towards Al-Qaeda and its associated groups within the global jihad movement for the simple reason that the strategy by these jihadis is to attack soft symbolic targets, perpetrate mass casualty atrocities, or create mass panic and fear, disrupt life, and of course to hit and harm at the economy of the country.
Security services claim to have thwarted several attempted attacks in Britain since September 11, 2001. The government had believed the threat of attacks to be decreasing and had downgraded its terrorism alert levels from severe general to substantial following Britain's general elections in May. The investigation could lead to an increase in arrests under anti-terrorism laws. Over 700 people have been arrested under these laws since September 2001. Only 17 have been convicted so far. On the streets of London this morning, there was little of the chaos or panic seen yesterday, and Londoners expressed a determination to get on with their lives. Marketing executive Peter Suchet was one of the commuters emerging from the Holborn Street underground station this morning.
Well, I think there's a sense of, it's happened, and life has to carry on, obviously, but it's happened, and it's unlikely that it's going to happen the following day.
He said it was hard to put his finger on just what made Londoners so resilient.
Indefinable. Maybe it goes back to the Blitz of the Second World War, I don't know. But we are, mind you, I think the people of New York led the way with 9/11, but no, we're a plucky lot here.
It could be days before officials can give residents a clear picture of just what happened yesterday. But law enforcement officials say they're confident that clues will emerge as they sift through the remains of the carnage. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.